good morning, good afternoon, or good evening whenever you are able to join us today. This again is Pastor Bonnie, and I'm from the First Congregational Church of Bureau, and we're so glad that you joined us today. Father, we just thank you for the word that you're given us today, and Father, we thank you for the hearts that you've prepared to receive this word. And Father, we just know that during this time of upheaval and turmoil, that it's brought us just so much closer to you. And Father, we know that you are faithful and that you are there just waiting for us to come to you. So Father, we ask that your word be anointed today and that it touch the hearts of your people and minister to them, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of the message today is Living in the Branches. Now, I want you to picture this, if you can, in your mind's eye, of a beautiful but breezy spring day where the tree branches are swaying in the wind. But, of course, the tree trunk, they don't move because they're rooted and they're grounded. They're not stirred by the wind. But, you know, we're a bit like that, especially right now with all the events going on in the world. When life is blowing at us from every direction, our emotions will go up and down and sideways. And with the turmoil that's going on all around us, sometimes we live as if we only are living in the branches. In Ephesians 3:17, it says, Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And if in Psalms, it says in verse 3, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the water. There are so many references in both the Old Testament and the New Testament that compares people to trees. As we are rooted and grounded in the Word of God and continually are fed by the water of the Word, you know, as the song says, we shall not be moved. It goes like this. We shall not be moved. We shall not be, we shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. We shall not be moved. You know, because we are so planted in the Word, we learn to trust in God. One of God's promises in Jeremiah 17, verse 8, it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. So although the branches may sway, the trunk is secure, because the roots are deep. Our trunks are God's word. We have to become rooted and grounded in the word. In Ephesians, Paul reminds the new believers of God's incredible gift, a new life of tremendous purpose and value. Paul shared his longing desire that they become deeply rooted and established in Christ's love, no longer blown here or there by every wind of teaching or doctrine. You see, on our own, without God, it's easy to begin to feel insecure or fragile or fearful or inadequate. But as we grow in that true identity in Christ, we experience God's love and his peace and his joy. And from that, we gain that hope and that encouragement, that direction, that purpose. And we get nourished by Christ's power and God's beauty. So when our circumstances are hard, that's when it's important to keep our mind set on the promises of God. God is the potter, and we are the clay. So today, let's just trust that he will mold us and make us after his will for his glory. Father, we just thank you that we are willing to just sit back and allow you to mold us and to make us, Father. We thank you that we stand, and when we've done all to stand, we stand firm in your word. Father, we just thank you for this time together today. I want to share a song. It's called The Potter's Hand. And it talks about how God just wants to just be a blessing to us if we would just allow him to have free reign over our lives and allow him to mold us and make us after his will, for his plan and for his purpose. And when we do that, we know that we're planted, we're rooted firmly, and that when the winds come along, we may be swayed, but we shall never be moved. I pray that this message, this short message, has blessed you, has ministered to you. I pray that the song, The Potter's Hand, has touched your heart. And Father, we just thank you that you just will just bask, that we will just bask in your presence, and that we will just find our hiding place in you, our safe place in you, that we will find our peace in you, our joy in you, that you will reassure us that everything's going to be okay, that your love, your mercy, your grace is sufficient. Father, we ask for your hedge of protection around the body of Christ, your people Israel. Father, we pray for our families. We lift them up to you, Father. We pray for those that are lost and don't know you. We pray, Father, that you prepare their hearts as you send laborers across their paths, Father, that their hearts are ready to receive the gospel. But, Father, their hearts, they might have walls built up. And so, Father, only you can bring those walls down. Only you can penetrate those walls. And Father, it's only through your love. So, Father, let us be your hands and your feet. Let us be your voice. Let us touch the hearts of the unlovable. Let us be there to reach out. We know, Father God, that you're never late, that you are always, always on time. Help us, Father, to be sensitive to the leading and guiding of Holy Spirit, and then be bold and confident and step out and do what you've called us to do, to be fishers of men. Father, we just love you, and we thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.